This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for us to do our weekly overview. When I say ours, a collection, kind of like a menagerie of talk radio people, in a manner of speaking. We can say that because we're all friends and we all care about each other. We have, three people to start the hour with. Jennifer Horn, keep your peanut gallery comments to yourself, please, Victoria, for just a second. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer, KRLA's morning program in Los Angeles. We have Victoria Jones, who's here with us from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden, who's the ops person. That's ops means he's an operator. He's a big-time operator. He's in charge of big-time talk radio shows.
The smooth operator.
Yes, he's a smooth operator.
Just you. Only you. You are my only job.
Really?
That's a full-time.
Yeah. It is full-time.
Okay. Yes, you are. All right, so there are 10 items on the charts for the week of December 30th to January 3rd. As usual, we start the new year with number 10, year-end retrospectives. I'm so tired of those already, I don't think we need to spend any time on that. Number 9, the death of Don Imus. A lot of people talking about that. I noticed that the coach of the team about whom he referred to the hair, remember that from when he got fired? He got fired from MSNBC and whichever station he was on at the time. And the woman who was the coach of the team sent her condolences to Don Imus's wife upon his passing, which I thought was, I think,
class act.
Yeah, classy.
Yeah, very classy, very generous.
Yep. Number 8, immigration reform, lots of reforms. What are we doing as we get into the new year? There's going to be a lot of repetition, no question about that. Number 7 has to do with our relationship with North Korea and little Fatty saying, okay, it's time for us to retool and to rework our relationship. We'll be fine. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the church shooting in Texas. Number 4, the Hanukkah attack in New York. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, the impeachment. And number 1, the situation in the Middle East with the death of whoever this guy was. Nobody ever heard of him before. Yeah, his name sounds, as much as it's dismissive. Yeah, it is significant.
Yeah, this is
a significant
one.
Yeah.
Well, no, this was just one of the top leaders of Iran's military. And after the embassy attack for the U.S. embassy attack in Baghdad, this was the response from the Trump administration. This guy was just.
So did this guy orchestrate the
He orchestrated it.
And what's an Iranian doing in Iraq?
They have this is what I was telling you, is that we didn't even know about this. This is what is so crazy, is that I think this was so underreported. There's so many things, because we get caught up in all the juicy drama and the gossip and the soap opera.
The non-news.
But there's an area called the Green Zone that Iran is basically occupying in Iraq. So Iraqis are actually cheering the death of this guy, along with some Americans, although Trump has taken a lot of heat from Democrats right now, saying that this is an escalation, and clearly it is an escalation. But this guy has future plans.
Chuck Schumer had hurt feelings because he didn't get notice of the U.S. airstrike.
Let's be clear about this. Congress is supposed to be notified. I'm not taking the Democrats' side, but Congress is supposed to be notified of something like this before it happens. That is supposed to happen. Supposed to be notified, the leaders in Congress, not the whole of Congress, but like the big four or the big eight, they are supposed to be notified before something like this happens. But without getting into the weeds of this, this is an escalation. Now, whatever that means, that doesn't, I'm not saying that that's
a escalation
good
that
or
they,
a bad
that the Iranians
thing.
Caused,
it's
right? It's
what?
An escalation that the Iranians caused. Well, I guess you could go back and...
Well, it depends whether this becomes a regional conflict or a small conflict or a global conflict.
What business does Iran have in Iraq? Yeah, but what business does Iran have in Iraq?
Iraq has got a very weak government, and this goes back to the argument about whether we should have been there in the first place, whether Saddam Hussein was a better leader, whatever it is. I mean, there's a thousand arguments you can have, but where
we
are today,
they do not want Iraq to succeed.
They don't want Iraq to succeed. They also see blood in the water because they know it's a weak government. So Iran sees this as basically an opportunity for a land grab and for a power grab.
So do we have to have troops there for
Iran?
Well,
it's also a sign. They want to push out the Americans, and they see Iraq as an American democracy, and they do not want that to flourish and grow in the region. So they need to kill it. That for Iran to exist 100 years from now, they need to make sure Iraq doesn't.
And Iran, this is a guy who killed women and students. I mean, this is a guy who kills people who disagrees with him. So he's not a great guy.
Iran has been playing a major role in Iraqi politics ever since the U.S. invasion of Iraq a long time ago. So Iran has been a major player in Iraqi politics, and many Iraqis do not like that. So even though Iraqis may have been protesting what happened today, not all Iraqis would have protested it.
Well, let's go back a little bit.
The bigger picture here is...
Let's make clear something that this might have done in Iran, and we don't know this yet. There have been a lot of protests in Iran recently against the government. A lot of protests. At least 1,500 people have been killed, don't forget, in Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the U.S. killing Soleimani, who is a very, very, very bad man and has been behind almost all the external attacks in the last 20 years, could unite Iranians behind its own government. But so we don't know how the Iranians will retaliate. They will. The U.S. is concerned about cyber attacks.
From the Iranians?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be how they're going to attack. Yeah,
I didn't know they were that far. I thought we were worried about cyber attacks.
Let's take two steps back and look at the big picture here. So help me remember. The Sunnis and the Shiites, the Iranians are the Sunnis, right? No, the Shiites.
The Shiites.
They back the Shiites, and then the Saudi Arabia backs the Sunni.
All right, let's back up even
really
further.
What we've got going on here is the Iranians and the Saudis fighting each other inside of Iraq for control of the region.
Well, that goes back to the war between Iran and Iraq when Saddam was running Iran. Remember, there was a big... But that was started by the Europeans coming into the Middle East like they did to Africa, like they've done in so many other places in Asia, and they just arbitrarily chop up regions. This was all part of Persia before the Europeans came in, mostly the British and the Dutch. And they arbitrarily chopped up. They had no recognition, nor did they have any regard for the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds, who had their own territory, who were left unto themselves, pretty much the same as in Africa when the tribes were all in their own little places and they weren't disrupted, and they chopped up they'd made lines in the sand, and this is how the new government's going to be, and that's when all the bloodshed started. Well, the same thing happened in the Middle East. And so we've got these three warring factions that are all religious subsets of the Muslim religion, and they don't like each other to the point where they kill each other. And that's, you talk about what goes on with some of these groups there and stuff we don't understand. The last time I checked, the Presbyterians weren't killing the Lutherans because they didn't get along with each other. But that isn't, how it works over there. And so we didn't recognize, or the powers that be didn't recognize what they needed to recognize. So these wars have been going on for quite a long time. And, it got worse when I believe... that Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, and that the Iranians are Shiites. Is that it? Do I remember that correctly?
Iranians are Shiites. Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. This didn't happen under Saddam Hussein, who was, of course, somebody who had an iron grip on Iraq.
What didn't happen under
any of this.
Saddam had an iron grip on Iraq
and managed to keep the peace.
Saddam would have never let that general into Iran, and he would have killed him if he snuck in.
The Iraqis are cheering the death of this guy. The Iraqis are standing with America and cheering the death of this guy. The thing that, I mean, Saddam Hussein was horrible to his own people. He killed his own people. He was a brutal leader.
He killed those religions. He killed the people that were Sunnis. Anyway,
he wasn't a great guy, but what he did do was he wasn't going to let Iran come waltzing into his country. So now that he's gone and that area is destabilized, Iran sees it as an opportunity to push out democracy. Yeah.
All right, so
it's a vacuum.
Here's the Washington Times headline. You ready? I want to get everybody's take on this one. Iran on notice. This is Trump, not Obama.
That's the headline.
Well,
yeah, I'm not quite sure what that means.
That Obama handed Iran a plane full of cash and basically paid ransom to them to leave us alone. And Trump's not going to do that. He's going to stand up and protect Americans.
Well, we're not sure whether President Trump has a strategy here. We're not sure what that is.
We don't know
what the retaliation is, and you never know what turns any kind of escalation or war is going to take.
Well, I would say this. I mean, Iran has made it very clear they want to kill Americans, and that anybody who associates with Americans, they want to get
the
rid of.
The government of Iran said.
Yeah, at the core of who they are, they hate Western culture, and so they're going. I mean, this could have actually stopped future attacks. They know that this guy had other things planned. They were trying to make this a Benghazi, and instead of letting people sit there like, you know, just sitting there like
targets.
Waiting, like targets. But Trump actually sent someone in to fight back and to save people's lives and got them out of there. He wasn't just going to let them sit.
He sent in a drone.
Well, airstrikes are what helped drive them out. Yeah.
They sent in, what was it, 100 Marines the other day?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
To fortify the embassy.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer Horn, Victoria, and Rich McFadden with Doug Stefan on the Countdown Review. As the new year begins and you start with your New Year's resolution, have you resolved to get better rest, to get better sleep? And have you got a better pillow to help you? Have you got a better mattress to help you? Have you got better sheets to help you? If you don't, there's a good chance it's time to go to MyPillow.com to find the pillow that will change your life forever. And that's not an overstatement. That's true. So find what you want first and then figure out what the discount is. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Did you know that your home Wi-Fi can be tracked by websites, search engines, social networks, and others? The only way to really browse anonymously is with a VPN, or virtual private network, where you download it, launch it, and then launch your web browser. Georgia Wheatman is an expert on VPNs.
I mean, usually a user will download the software onto their computer, like you said, launch it, and then they'll be able to do all their browsing, and all your traffic will be routed through the VPN. But it's not just anonymity, it also can help you with having better control over who's monitoring your activities, your physical location. Even you could make it so that they couldn't see where you were, and that'll make it harder for bad actors to intercept your internet traffic and those credentials and everything we talked about.
More is at bulbsecurity.com, and if you want to have your product featured here, tweet me at TechItOutRadio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
The Top Radio Countdown. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com and you can see the list every week of the top stories, the top people on the list. People list I didn't go through yet, but I will. Number 10 is Don Imus. Number 9, the leaders in Asia of China and North Korea. Number 8, a lot of 8 and 7 and 6 and all these Democratic candidates. I thought it was interesting that Julian Castro ended his campaign this week. He was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Huh?
What'd you say? I didn't even realize he was a candidate.
Meow, meow, meow.
Well, he was one of the... how many other Latinos are running or have been running or have been in the race? I'm not... remembering, yeah, zero. Okay,
yeah,
wow.
I found that very interesting that he's out. I mean, I'm not surprised, but he's actually a very interesting man. And if he'd been able to gain some traction, he had some things to say. He just couldn't. And it's so fascinating how the people who are getting the money, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, are the old white guys, and Biden's getting the money from the older voters, and Bernie is getting the money from the young voters.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting also, Marianne Williamson, who was a shadow candidate, in a manner of speaking, is out. She fired her staff, so she's still kind of there, but not. I liked her because she represented something different, a new kind of thinking. I think that's what we need a lot more of, frankly, from various corners. And we haven't. I think my observation is there's nothing left but white guys on the stage, right? And what's her face?
Amy.
Well, Amy's still there, but they're all the people there are all white, and that seems to stick in the craw of a lot of Democrats. And whether or not Warren goes anywhere, I don't. You know, I have such negative feelings toward her. I'm not objective. So if anybody else wants to take a look at
that's very honest of it. That's very honest of it. I want to see, what date is the South Carolina primary? Because I'm very interested to see who's going to do well there, because...
I think the first four primaries go to four different people.
Do you? That's interesting.
Yep. Didn't we say that was That was in February. It's one of the first ones.
February. Yeah,
yeah,
February.
It's one of the
Super
first ones.
Super Tuesday is like, yeah.
March, yeah. And then back to, again, the need for a change, a wholesale change. We need a constitutional convention. We need to have primaries all on the same day so that everybody feels like their vote counts. We need to get rid of the Electoral College so everybody feels like their vote counts. Everybody's vote doesn't count now. It's an absurd reality that we ought to be really working harder at straightening out, in my estimation.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, you know, if you look at the schedule, we've got all of the, I mean, Super Tuesday, March 3rd.
No, but everybody do it on the same day.
No, I hear you, but you got Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina come first.
Why?
All through February.
Yeah, okay.
And
so
then,
but why?
And then you've got on March 3rd, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, like 17, 18 states. And then
still
the rest
all
of them
together.
Kind of trickle out.
Yeah,
June.
And they don't have any impact by that time.
Yeah.
What if you're not a member of a political party like me?
Yeah.
You're out in some states. Like in Maryland, I'm a non-person. I might as well,
should change, too. You should be able to go and take a ballot and not have to declare yourself. You say, okay, today I'm a Republican. I want to vote in the Republican primary. That's it. End of story. When you leave, I want to go back to my independent status. Why the hell can't you do that? Other than the power, the throttling.
As an independent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You should be able to go in. You say they'll come, they find your name and you're an independent, and then, well, I want a Republican ballot. And you vote the Republican, whoever you want to, and you go back and you want to become an independent. So you say, I'm an independent now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iran promised to seek revenge for a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's airport that killed the mastermind of its interventions across the Middle East, and the U.S. said that it was sending thousands more troops to the regions as tension continues to soar in the wake of the targeted killing. The death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force, marks a major escalation in the standoff between Washington and Tehran, which has careened from one crisis to another since U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal and imposed crippling sanctions.
Almost 24 hours after the attack, Iraqi officials and Iranian-backed militias in Iraq reported another deadly airstrike. Two vehicles were hit north of Baghdad, but there's no other information on casualties at this time. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
We're not departing from the script live and unrehearsed. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with several of my colleagues. Rich McFadden, who's at the studios in Washington of Radio America. Victoria Jones is here with the D.C. Radio Company. We're going through the first list of the new year from Talkers Magazine, continuing the tradition of Talkers, Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. All kinds of podcasts are there as well. And each week they put together the list of the top 10 stories from their research, listening to talk radio programs all around the country, the people list as well. So here we are going around and around and around with the politics as usual. One, the most interesting story for me, I guess number one is the Iranian general. Yeah, that's, and the fact that Mike Pompeo says that this was good. We needed to do this, and okay, so, yep, that's fine. Then there is, with regard to the presidential race, there's a law firm in Wisconsin that has asked a judge to find the Elections Commission in contempt of court because it hasn't purged 200,000 voters from the rolls. And this brings, it seems to me, back around. This is one of those subset stories about who's going to be able to vote and why they can or cannot vote, and how irascible some of these people are in these positions, and how difficult it is to actually figure out, in reality, our most important function. It is such a mess. There's no consistency to it. In some states, you actually have to prove who you are to vote, duh. And in states where I am, you don't have to. You walk in and say, okay, here's my name. I mean, it's back to the old when Joe Kennedy got the mafia to vote for his kid in Chicago so he could become the president. And it goes back even further than that, to the old days, the Teapot Dome scandal. I mean, all the stuff that still goes on. And we don't seem to want to deal with it, or we don't have the stomach. I don't know what our problem is, politically correct or whatever the hell it is. But there seems, it's just, it's absurd.
You're a racist.
I'm a racist. I know I am racist.
Yeah, for wanting to identify people who actually vote, to require them to have to go and actually get some kind of identification.
Or they can't do that because it's too inconvenient or some other nonsense.
It's just pure and simple. You're a racist.
I am. You're right. I know it. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I guess we move on from that to something that won't require. Here's something. These attacks, man. This guy with a machete walks into this rabbi's house. And starts chopping people up. Where are we in this world?
Somebody's got to get on the mental health thing.
You really do. Yeah. You see this sort of stuff?
And the rage thing.
There's a lot of rage.
There's a lot of rage.
Yeah. And what's the reason for it? What do we got? You have something that I don't have, and I want it, so I'm going to come take it.
But sane people stop and don't pull out a machete and walk into somebody's house and start swinging it around and killing people. I mean,
no.
Sane people don't commit murder, Richie. By definition,
you are insane if you commit any murder or antisocial act like the Texas church suit. It's the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff. And it's now going on more and more. I'm pretty much taken back by the amount of Nazis.
Wasn't that guy let out of prison just before? Am I remembering this right? The Texas church shooter? Didn't he get released?
I think he had been in prison, but I'm not sure how recently.
Okay. Yeah, that could be it. So, and that brings me around. I'm going to, as an aside here, our system and how easy it is to take shots at it. I wish we could. I don't think taking shots at it are the way to fix it. I think fixing it is the way to fix it. There's a movie that's out now that just has come out. Michael B. Jordan, who was in Creed and was the bad guy in the Black Panther and has gotten a lot of people's attention because he's quite a good actor, has produced along with Jamie Foxx a movie called Just Mercy, which also features Brie Larson, the true story of what went on in Alabama in the court system and how blacks were being executed in the 1970s and the 1980s, willy-nilly, and how it was, you hear these stories and you, at the moment you hear them, you get outraged and then, okay, well, it's, all right, what's next? And then they come back around again and you see the story. This guy wrote the story, who was the lawyer, Brian, Stevenson, I think was his name. His story is the story of what isn't American justice, but yet it is American justice. And all of the things, we are imperfect, there's no question. The definition of being human is to be imperfect. But when these things come up time after time after time, and I think maybe the modern day reflection, even though we have a lot of white on black crime, it's not as bad as the black on black crime, but we have a lot of police and authority chasing blacks around still for no good reason. But this is the sort of thing that keeps us from becoming a really, we're an immature society. When we can't deal with people who are different than whether you're gay or whether you're black or whether you're whatever you are, even women, we're still a very immature society in lots of ways. And I don't know what you do other than pointing it out. What do you do about it? Is there something that can be done to make us not so worried about what other people are all about and focus on ourselves? I kind of, after I say that, I don't know where to go with it. But I know that when I see these shootings and the guy with the machete, what the hell is that? We're supposed to be the most progressive society in the world. Guys don't go into people's homes.
Always?
Well, that's the PR. whether you believe that or not, people, you came here because it was better than where you were, right? Victoria, why did you come here? You wanted to be better than you were, right? You wanted to be better off than you were, an opportunity. Right? Is that why you came here?
No. People come here for so many different reasons, and I just think the world has become increasingly complex, and I think that we're wrestling with this. And I know that that's a a very fluffy, vague answer, but that's all I got.
Well, I mean, it's changing in that we used to be different but the same. So the Italians would have their neighborhood, Puerto Ricans would have their neighborhood, Irish would have their neighborhood, and the blacks would have their neighborhood. Right. But you know what? Everybody was an American. Mm-hmm. And sure, while we all kind of hung out at the same bars as our friends that were like us and whatever, but now it's this division is becoming so, you know, ever since, you know, I'm Irish-American, I'm African-American, I'm whatever, Italian-American.
Their heritage before the fact
that they're an American. And it's dividing us, and, you know, so now the Jewish and this and that, it's just everybody's got their own, and it's... We aren't Americans like we used to be, and I think we still are. But I just think that there are people out there who take this division.
It doesn't feel like we are. It doesn't feel like we are.
Yeah, it's more divided.
Yeah.
But was America ever like America used to be?
Well, it's
always divided. What was
some of the reasons why the Irish all lived together? Well, one of the reasons might have been because the Irish weren't welcome.
Mm-hmm. They weren't.
That's true.
Yeah, as blacks haven't been welcomed, or Jews haven't been welcomed, or, you know, old people aren't welcome. You know, you can make a case for that. But we've so divided on so many different lines. Climate change, yes, no, you know, things like that. We just keep finding things that separate us instead of putting us together.
But here's the dilemma. Once you get 300 million people plus, it's hard for everybody to
manage.
It's a lot of people.
Manage almost 8 billion people on the planet. You can't manage them either. Too many people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 300 million people. I mean, when you've got, what was it in the 60s, the population of the United States in the 60s, 100 million people, 150 million people, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole different ballgame.
And the interesting thing about our increase in population is it's not coming from, quote-unquote, Native Americans. We are not the population boom or bust or the population explosion or whatever we had when I was a kid in the 60s. When school populations increased, the white, and I don't know even call
it was
Native
from
American.
Domestic Americans, not
we don't
immigrants. Right. Immigration
we're not
is,
domesticating
right.
now. Immigration is responsible for the increase in our population, not births. And that is something that really is part of the focus, getting people to come here who are going to contribute. I'm all for opening up the gates to people. I went to school with the people from all over the world, and they stayed and they contributed. They were great assets, and that has not become the case, not with everybody anyway. And they're not doing a good job of separating out the people who are good for being in America and the people who aren't good for being here.
I got three immigrants sleeping in my house right now.
Right. And you're married to one of them.
I'm one of the few domestics, citizens here.
Yeah, right. No, listen. It's okay. Time to wake them up, Richie. Let's get them out there and producing. Time for a big focus change. 45 minutes after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Those of you who have started the new year and you're looking at a gym membership and you start this week and next week you'll quit, or you're thinking of, saw Oprah Winfrey all over the place. You can't turn on the television without seeing an Oprah Winfrey Weight Watchers commercial. And it's always the same thing at the same time of year. Lose weight. You're fat from the holiday experience. Well, I advised back in November that you get on the program with Calitrin to sort of ward off what would be the impending doom of your waistline expansion. And some people did it and some people didn't. I will tell you that the services are still there. They will be there. They've been there for 20-some-odd years. It's a group of nurses who got together who saw a program to lose weight, so you stay on it and get your body used to having that extra collagen and therefore pushing the extra weight out. You stay healthy and it's painless. It's Calitrin.com. That's where you want to go. The all-natural way to approach your heaviness, to lose the weight. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for the best deal. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with our weekly list, the top five plus 5, which would equal 10 stories. I'm getting my math straight here. Let's go through from number 10 to number 1 to give you the retrospective. Speaking of retrospective, at number 10, looking back at last year, that's where a lot of people were in conversation. Number 9 on the list, the passing of Don Imus. Number 8, discussion of immigration reform. Number 7, our relationship with North Korea. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the shooting at the church in Texas. Number 4, the Hanukkah attack in New York City. At number 3, the presidential race, who's in, who's out. Number 2, the impeachment of the president. And number 1, the embassy protesting in Iraq, the tensions in the Middle East, and the death of the general that came over from Iran to Iraq to cause trouble. That's the list, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then, the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take 3 times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
On the people list at Talkers, compiled by the staff at Talkers Magazine, that goes around literally and figuratively, listening talk radio program stations, hosts all around the country to come up with this list every week. At number 10 on the list of people, Don Imus. At number 9, a tie between the leader of China and North Korea. At number 8, 7, and 6, basically a rehash of all of the people who are running for the presidential sweepstakes in the Democratic Party. Rudy Giuliani is at number 5. The general from Iran that got killed in Iraq at number 4. Number 3 is Adam Schiff. Number 2 is a tie between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. And number 1 is President Donald Trump. Certainly, this is going to be a we always say this, but I think it's true. It becomes more true each year. Momentous year in store for us, and I hope you're all going to be around. We look forward to having your company every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so in sort of a wrap here to what we have the first week of the year, no real surprises, I don't think. Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company. I don't see anything that is earth-shaking, even though we always sort of have this marginal line, the end of the year, the beginning of a new year. Well, it's a new opportunity, new start, new beginnings, fresh. But I see a lot of the same old stuff here. And I don't mean that to to put down the list, but I just think that we find ourselves stuck, I think we are. I would like to think that 2020 will get us out of a rut. Yes?
I think the Iran thing is shaking it up a little bit as far as topics go.
Yeah, right.
We have to see it. Keep an eye on that.
Yep, for sure. Victoria?
Definitely got to keep an eye on Iran. I think we've got to keep an eye on international events generally, China, North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Well, China especially, I think. North Korea is just like a fly on the back of an elephant, but the Chinese, yes, for sure. And then the damn Ayatollah and what he can create, stir up for his own purposes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Talk Radio Review here at 10 minutes before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time and a review of the top five tech stories of the week now in order. Victoria Keelan is not with us this week, so I'm going to do the honors. Starting at number five, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those who may not recognize the voice or the attitude. I have an attitude, a progressive, positive attitude toward all of technology, even if I don't understand most of it. Here's number five. The focus on what you could pay for your groceries if you are using your veins. This is the weirdest story. Amazon filed a patent for a technology that could identify you by scanning the wrinkles in the palm of your hand. In other words, reading your palm, like a palm reader. The resulting images could be used to identify you as a shopper at Amazon stores. It was reported Amazon might install these high-tech scanners in Whole Foods, but apparently not yet. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office publishing an application that suggests Amazon is focusing right now on Amazon Go stores. While fingerprint scanners have been around for quite a while, Amazon hopes to innovate by developing a personal identification system that you don't have to touch. Customers would hover their hand in front of an infrared light as a camera snaps two images, one from the surface and one that actually looks deep into your veins. An internal computer system would identify you based on the information that they have. The identity of a person could be used to link them to an associated account. The internal management system could track what item the customer picked from a shelf. Internal hand scanning would be more reliable than a credit card swipe. Number four this week is a note from Spotify. It says they're going to stop selling political ads. The company said it would pause the selling of all this advertising. They won't appear in its ad-supported tier or its original or exclusive podcasts either. The ads will still appear on non-exclusive podcasts or podcasts that are not owned by Spotify. Spokesperson said, quote, "We do not yet have the necessary level of robustness in our process, our systems, our tools to validate and review the content. We'll assess or reassess the decision as we continue to evolve our capabilities. Bernie Sanders and the folks at the Republican National Convention both advertised on Spotify to this point. Other tech companies have implemented new rules when it comes to political ads as well. For example, Twitter banned the ads entirely with a policy that took effect back in November. Facebook still plans on running political ads and says we're not going to fact check them. No, listen, I think it's about time we grew up. And if you fact check every ad that runs on every radio station, every television station, on every podcast, every newspaper, there wouldn't be much advertising left, frankly. Number three on the list as we work our way to number one of the top five stories this week in technology. I'm wondering about getting spammed. I wonder how many people have seen this. Quote, we've updated our privacy notice to provide additional transparency on our informational practices as well as to comply with a CCPA. That's the California Consumer Privacy Act that went into effect the 1st of January. And that's why Postmates and Condé Nast and Hulu and many more businesses have emailed customers over the past couple of weeks with new terms of service. The California Privacy Act regulates how companies collect and store data. The law applies to for-profit companies that generate more than $25 million in annual revenue, have more than 50,000 people's personal data, or generate more than 50% of their annual revenue from selling customers' personal data. Maybe California sets the stage here for the rest of the country. I'm not sure that it's a bad thing, actually. All right. Number two, Wikipedia has listed its top pages for the past year at number. These are page views, people, places, things. Keanu Reeves had 16 million views. Billie Eilish, 20 million. The Marvel Comics, 21 million views. The Joker, 22 million. The highest grossing film list, 24 million. Chernobyl disaster television show, 25 million. Freddie Mercury, 27 million. Ted Bundy, 29 million. Who the hell knows why? The deaths of people like Luke Perry in 2019, 37 million there. And the Avengers was the top Wikipedia page view, 43,987,013 views. Wow. And number one this week, the president signs a law increasing the robocall fine to $10,000. Hopefully this is going to do something. The Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act, TRADED, signed after Congress approved the bill. Fines can now reach $10,000 a call. So all those damn calls coming to you should come to a halt. Let's hope that's the case. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.